Morning, friends. It is a pleasure to be coming your way once again by means of radio. I hope you like the salutation of friends. To me, that is a close thing, to have a friend. Of course, back in the days of the Bible, sometimes this greeting was used as a general salutation, whether to friend or foe. But I like to think of people as being my friends. To have friends is a very important thing. Just think, what would life be if we had no friends? Here is a good verse in James 2:23. And the scripture was fulfilled, which saith, Abraham believed God, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness, and he was called a friend of God. Think of that. I would say, if you could have God as your friend, you have the best friend available. This sort of a friend will really stand by you when the going is rough. That's what the Lord did for Abraham. Here, let me give you the definition of a friend according to the dictionary. One attached to another by affection or esteem. One not hostile. One that is of the same nation or group. One that favors something. Now, can you pick out one of those definitions that would qualify you as a friend of God? Wouldn't you like to be a friend of God? Listen, one attached to another by affection or esteem. That is a real test of our love for the Lord. To prove we really love Him, we must be attached to Him by affection and esteem. Listen to the psalmist who wrote, Therefore I esteem all thy precepts concerning all things to be right, and I hate every false way. Psalms 119:128. That sounds to me like he was really attached to something, the words of the Lord. And Job said, Neither have I gone back from the commandment of his lips. I have esteemed the words of his mouth more than my necessary food. Job 23:12. Now, that broad statement really covers a lot of territory. He loved the words of the Lord more than his food. Not many could qualify here under that provision. He was willing to leave off eating to please the Lord. He esteemed God's words as valuable. That is more than some children do their parents. They don't esteem their advice very highly. I'm not so sure that one in such a state could be considered the friend of another. Jesus said, Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Ye are my friends, if ye do whatsoever I command you. Henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth. But I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard of my Father I have made known unto you. John 15:13-15. Now, that is what I call real friendship. You stand up for Jesus, and Jesus will stand up for you. You speak for Him, and He will speak unto the Father for you. Listen to this song, I'll Be a Friend to Jesus. The singers are Lynn and Arnett Carver, Troy Gentry, and Edgar Martins.
They tried my Lord.
They tried my Lord and Master.
With no one to
defend. Within the halls of Pilate,
He stood without
a friend.
I'll be a friend
to Jesus.
My life for Him
I'll spend.
I'll be a friend.
I'll be
need.
Do all who need a Savior.
My friend, I recommend. Because he brought
salvation.
Is why I am
his friend.
I'll be a friend
to Jesus.
My life for him
I'll spend.
I'll be a friend
to Jesus
until my years
shall end.
I suppose some folks wonder why they don't have more friends than they do. I think I know why. Here is a scripture which tells us, a man that hath friends must shew himself friendly, and there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Proverbs 18:24. And that is a good verse too. To put it in more common language, let me say it this way. If you want to have friends, act like it. Don't wait for the other one to come all the way to be your friend. Show your willingness to be a friend to him. Especially as this true in coming to the Lord. Listen to this. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. And let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. Isaiah 55:6-7. Let me show you another common error which is practiced often. Altogether, too many people are trying to be friends of the world and friends of the Lord at the same time. James declares, ye adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. You see, a person cannot serve the Lord and the world at the same time. If we insist on dressing and acting as well as talking like the world, we will not be very close friends of the Lord. Here is a beautiful example of friendship expressed in the life of Onesiphorus regarding his love for the Apostle Paul. One of Paul's treasured friendships was that with Onesiphorus, a man who comforted him in the Roman imprisonment. When Paul wrote to Timothy, he reminded him of this friend. The Lord give mercy unto the house of Onesiphorus, for he oft refreshed me and was not ashamed of my chain. But when he was in Rome, he sought me out very diligently and found me. The Lord grant unto him that he may find mercy of the Lord in that day, and in how many things he ministered unto me at Ephesus, thou knowest very well. 2 Timothy 1:16-18. How would you like to be friends to a man who was in chains? Would you be ashamed to be found with one like that? Evidently, Onesiphorus was not, because he knew the Apostle Paul was the servant of the Lord. Looking back over our short lives, we find that salvation has been the dearest thing we have found. Perhaps one of the next best things have been our friends who have loved us through the thick and thin of the battles we have faced. Onesiphorus had comforted Paul while he was in prison. Paul said, he oft refreshed me. He had sympathy and understanding. He was like an oasis in the desert of Paul's long confinement. This man was no fair weather friend. His friendship meant more than ever when Paul went to jail, when his favor was no longer of great importance. Onesiphorus might have conveniently forgot about Paul, but he did not. He seemed to see something in Paul's bonds which perhaps others did not see. He understood when his friend declared, for the hope of Israel, I am bound with this chain. And Paul loved him because he understood. He truly cared for Paul so much so that he came to Rome, a considerable journey, sought him out, continuing the search until he found the man he loved. frail friendships sometimes play out when they involve inconvenience, but not this friendship of Onesiphorus. Perhaps another reason the friendship held was because Paul was so appreciative. He found time to express in words his debt to Onesiphorus. Friendship helps to break down the walls of loneliness and gives us a feeling somebody cares and that we are wanted and loved. It has been said, no man can live happily who regards himself alone, who turns everything to his own advantage. Thou must live for another if thou wishest to live for thyself. Another described a friend in this way. A friend is the first person who comes in when the whole world has gone out. Let us pray. Our Father, we're so glad we've found a friend in Jesus who is the fairest of 10,000 to our souls. Be especially near to each listener of the broadcast today. If there should be one who feels they have no friends, cause them to know that God loves them and the saints love them too. Encourage them to seek the Lord until they know for sure they too have found a friend who will remain with them the rest of their lives. And thine shall be the praise through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Next week, I hope to go a step beyond friendship and bring you a message of even greater value, one on fellowship. If you would like to write us, address your letter to The Mission Trail, Guthrie, Oklahoma. And if you're not already on our mailing list, request your copy of our publication, The Mission Trail, for the month of August. It contains a message brought on this station, July 4th, dealing with the leaven of the Pharisees. On an earlier broadcast of June 20th, I brought a message on the leaven of Herod. Send for your free copy and see what Jesus was really talking about when he said, "Beware of the leaven of the Pharisees." Your prayers and support are appreciated. Until we meet again, this is Willie Murphy saying God bless and keep you always on a very cheerful. Goodbye.